A Victorian cabinet meeting this afternoon could decide the future of hundreds of timber workers. The company employing the workers, Australian Sustainable Hardwoods, is pleading with the government to agree to an ongoing timber supply deal for the mill, as Danny Tran explains.
This isn't the first time Ross Britton's made the trip to Melbourne for the sake of his livelihood.
I was actually reflecting on the first time I came there back in the 70s and how often you have to come and fight for your job.
How does that make you feel?
Pretty lousy. Yeah, pretty rotten, really.
The 63-year-old is the resource manager for Australian Sustainable Hardwoods. His son, Tony, is a production manager for the mill, where production itself is in doubt.
It means everything. It's their livelihood, it's families, the town itself. If we don't get this, the town itself's pretty much, it's going to struggle.
Father and son have joined a rally outside the Victorian government's offices in Melbourne to watch on as the Victorian cabinet meets. Hanging in the balance is the mill's future. Its chief executive is Vince Hurley.
It's a very good business. The issue we've got is we're operating at 150,000 cubic metres of saw log per annum, and what we've been offered is, first of all, less than half of that and only over 3 years.
Australian Sustainable Hardwoods is fighting for 135,000 cubic metres of timber each year to stay open, but the government has said that volume isn't available.
If the government's saying that 130,000 cubic metres is not available, we're saying, well, we're prepared to look at a different specification, smaller logs, lower grade logs. However, if we look at that different specification to be supplied, we need to refit the mill to be able to cater for that specification.
The price tag of the refit is said to be around $40 million. At the moment, 94% of Victorian forests are in reservation, and Australian Sustainable Hardwoods says it can't face a further cut in native timber supply.
So we're not after anything else but to stop the continual reservation so we get some security about our log supply.
Otherwise, Vince Hurley believes the consequences will be far-reaching.
Direct jobs is 250. Just flow on in surrounds is about 800, just in the surrounds. But the really important thing is that our direct customers in Melbourne employ over 10,000 people.
Nearby, a counter-rally of environmentalists has set up camp on the steps of the Victorian Parliament. Ken Deakin is the convener of the Rubicon Forest Protection Group and a tourist operator in the Rubicon Valley, which he argues has been devastated by logging. He has a message for the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews.
I want him to consider other areas of the state that are trying to survive, because at the moment, if he doesn't consider our area, we're really lost. And, to think that he could favour just the Hayfield Mill without having any concern for other communities, and we're a community group as well.
Timber worker Ross Britton says forestry has become a political football. He also has a message for the Premier.
To go for a drive and have a good look, and listen to the people out in the country, not the people from the city that tell him what he should hear.
That's timber worker Ross Britton, ending Danny Tran's report.